Senator John McCain announced Friday he will take part in Friday night's debate with fellow Senator Barack Obama at the University of Mississippi. Earlier in the week, McCain said he was suspending his presidential campaign and wanted to postpone the debate until a bailout agreement had been reached. Both McCain and Obama stopped making campaign appearances and returned to Washington Thursday to meet with President Bush and other officials about the administration's proposed $700 billion rescue plan for the financial industry. Before leaving for the debate site in Mississippi today, Obama repeated his view that he and McCain should debate as planned.
My strong sense is that the best thing that I can do, rather than to inject presidential politics into some delicate negotiations, is to go down to Mississippi.
Senate Democratic Majority Leader Harry Reid said Friday McCain was not contributing to a solution.
Insertion of presidential politics has not been helpful. All he has done is stand in front of the cameras. We still don't know where he stands on the issue.
Senate Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell disagreed, saying both McCain and Obama helped the process along.
Both presidential candidates coming back was actually helpful. It underscored the significance of moving forward and moving forward on a bipartisan basis and doing it quickly. So I think Senator McCain's role has been entirely constructive.
Top Republican and Democratic lawmakers continued meeting with Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson and other administration officials Friday to try to work out an economic rescue plan. U.S. President George Bush urged lawmakers Friday to rise to the occasion and reach agreement soon.
There are disagreements over aspects of the rescue plan, but there is no disagreement that something substantial must be done. The legislative process is sometimes not very pretty, but we are going to get a package passed.
Much of the opposition to the proposal has come from within President Bush's own party. Republicans in the House of Representatives are demanding serious consideration of a proposal which would sharply limit government assistance to financial institutions that are in trouble because of bad loans they made. House Republican Minority Leader John Boehner said Friday he's being bullied by the White House.
I don't know what games were being played at the White House yesterday, ganging up on Boehner, but they thought they were rolling me. They were kidding themselves.
Boehner says he and fellow House Republicans are protecting the taxpayers' best interests.
There are a lot of proposals that are out there that will work. What we've got to do is to do our best on behalf of taxpayers.
Public opinion polls show that the president's economic rescue plan is not popular. Only 30% of Americans polled say they support the bailout package. Another 45% oppose the plan, and 25% are unsure about it. Republicans and Democrats in the Senate said publicly Friday they'll work together to find an acceptable solution quickly. The latest news from the U.S. economy highlights the urgency of the situation. The Commerce Department reported Friday that the U.S. gross domestic product increased at a 2.8% annual rate from April to June, less than the 3.3% growth estimate made 1 month ago. Also, Thursday saw the largest single bank failure in U.S. history. Washington Mutual collapsed, and its $307 billion in assets were sold to J.P. Morgan Chase for $1.9 billion. Kent Klein, VOA News, Washington.